Hidden History we do around this time each week, and Charles Fay is our historian of note, and he joins us this morning. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Hang on a second. There we are. Now I should have you. G'day, Charles.
Good morning, Mark. What happened?
Forgot to press button B. Remember the old telephone systems where you had to press button B once you stuck the coins in? Yeah, I forgot to press it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. We used to have one around the corner. You could bang on the thing and it used to spit out 20-cent pieces. Anyway, I digress. I never got caught for it, so that's the main thing. It was a fantastic win by Jai Hindley in the Giro d'Italia, only the second Australian to win one of the three absolute classic tours. So I thought it might be fitting to look back to one of the greatest cyclists Australia ever produced in Sir Hubert Opperman, who also happened to be a Central Victorian.
Yeah, he was born in Rochester in 1904, the son of a miner, and for much of his younger life, he and his family sort of moved around from mining community to mining community, and he attended schools all over northern Victoria.
Yeah. Do we know where his sort of love of cycling came from and when it started?
Yeah, well, during the war, his father went off and served overseas, and he sort of took some jobs sort of working as a sort of delivery boy. But when his father came back from the war, his father was also a keen cyclist, and he gave him a bike. And that was the sort of start of his sort of major bike riding experiences.
Yeah. So do we know when he was sort of, I guess, recognised as, you know, sort of the wunderkind that and man that he became in terms of just how good he was?
Yeah, well, in the 1920s, he apparently he wasn't very tall, but he sort of had a great deal of stamina, and he was very able to endure long distances. And he had the advantage over other riders in riding steep terrains. And in the 1920s, he won on several occasions the Australasian National Road Cycling Championship. He won in 1924, 26, 27 and 29. And he won the Goulburn to Sydney Classic twice from scratch in 1924 and 29. Wow. He was very much opposed to handicap races, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, no, it certainly sounds it. Interesting, you know, we know now with social media fundraising pages and that sort of stuff, but it was actually the Melbourne Herald and the Sporting Globe, I believe, that actually started a fund in the 20s to pay for an Australasian team to get to the Tour de France, of which Oppie was part.
Yeah, in 1928, which in itself seems to have been quite an expedition, because I think they only had about four riders, if memory serves me right, and they weren't actually a team before they got to Europe, and in 1928 they found themselves confronting teams of 10 professional cyclists, and it was sort of suggested that sort of poor old Opperman sort of set out with his four companions, but by the end of the day he was the only one racing.
Oh.
So the poor guy was up against, you know, teams of 10. So.
Yeah, that would be almost impossible. I don't profess to be any cycling expert, but I know you need the grunt of the team to from a strategy viewpoint and from an energy viewpoint as well. So that would have been almost ridiculous. I see, you know, we could talk about him for hours, but obviously we don't have that. But I see that he kept riding until he was about 91.
Yeah, he made a lot of... he was in the Tour de France twice. And when he came back to Australia, he sort of worked, I suppose, you know, showing off in endurance competitions. And he left cycling, I suppose, in the 1940s and became a politician in Canberra. And when he retired to St Kilda. And he used to ride around St Kilda and was a well-known figure in St Kilda well into his 90s. Apparently, he used to always wear a beret. He sort of developed a love of the French and was sort of distinctive in his beret riding around St Kilda.
Well, he was certainly a great cyclist. I see in 2008 he won the Bol d'Or 24-hour classic in Paris. And, you know, like the records are just what he did, just sensational. So, yeah, certainly worthy of a look back, a great Central Victorian, and to a great Western Australian, and Jai Hindley, we say congrats as well. So, Charles, as always, thank you for illuminating us, and look forward to doing so again next week.
Okay, we'll catch you, Mark.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History.